This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're my best friend. My mom's my best friend.
My best friend too. Sometimes.
So many great things start happening in my life because I always put people before me and I don't even realize it. And once I started putting myself first and that's when all the negative and bad energies that were around me started to fall off. You remember that little comment where they said like, oh, something about you, and you were so mad. It was the husband talking about you. You want to go act funny. You want to make a fake page. You want to talk about me. You want to make a video. You want to do whatever. I'm not going to react to it. I'm going to ignore you.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Mom Said, Dad Said. Okay, so you want to just take over my intro? You're just trying to take over my intro?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we got the beautiful host. Well, take over then. Finish. How do I say it? What I say next?
All right, we got our beautiful host, Jay.
Okay. You know what? Okay.
We got our beautiful host, Jay Rela.
Jay Rela, bitch. You already know us. You want to fight? Don't get Jay Rela in here. All right, back to Jay. What's good, guys? Hey, welcome back to another episode. Again, like I was saying, it's Tuesday. Y'all tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Hey, how y'all been doing? How's y'all's week been? Tell me. I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good week. Yeah, guys, I like that.
I cannot with you.
I'm really talking
I
to myself right
not.
Now.
Oh, my gosh. So what we got planned? What's the plans? What are we doing? It's on this Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
While you guys are listening to this, we are going to be in Florida unwinding, ungrinding.
Ooh, yeah, this is the kids. They're on their spring break, so we always told our kids that, well, we've always had this discussion that we were going to do something every time they have a break in school,
because it's a break,
because I mean, you got to take advantage of it if you can, you know.
Because when you have kids and like they're in school, like we think about them, like they're always in school learning the whole time, doing work. So it's like a time for...
It's supposed to be.
It's a time for our kids to unwind and, you know, relax and not be so, like, all about school, even though school's important. But
yeah,
need breaks, too.
Facts. But we want to take advantage of it and take them to Florida and just have a family reset where we just relax.
So, yeah, for the kids, we got plan.
Yeah, so we got the planned trip for them in... We're going to go to Florida. It's going to be dope. You know, just a family reset. Mm-hmm. You know, just to start
this
fresh.
Ain't even any type of vacation that we're having.
Yeah.
We're like, usually every vacation we go on, we always go to, like, freaking amusement parks and all this other stuff. Mm. But I feel like this time we're just like, can we go somewhere where we just, like, unwind? And, like...
Yeah, we're going to be sitting there.
Just unwinding chilling. Our minds and just relaxing. Like, on a beach. And just... no worries in the world, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. just spending time with our family and not having to worry about, like, anything else in the world. Like, I think everyone just needs a break like that.
Right? Everyone deserves to get a reset in life. Like, just go somewhere just to sit and unwind. We was even thinking about camping, you know, getting an RV and just going somewhere, plugging in and freaking just sitting back and relax.
Exactly. But we just, these trips are so well needed, and I think that's something we're going to do for our family. Like, it's not going to cost an arm and leg. Like, we're just going to go book
an Airbnb. You guys can do anything. And,
you don't have to go to the music parks. You can just literally just unwind on a beach, and that's it. And we would love that. You can, like, literally walk out the Airbnb and boom, the beach is, like, right there. We're
walking straight to the beach.
It's literally right on the beach, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but we're excited about that. And our kids, man, they're going to have so much
looking fun. Forward. Guys, as you guys can see, well, for those that are watching the YouTube.
Got the curls up.
I got the curls in. But it is, like, long. It's, like, going over on the side.
Those
right
are how
here.
Jeremiah's go. Like, Jeremiah's curls get like that, too.
But it's all good. I got, you know, I'm going to let it breathe while we're in Florida. Because, you know, we're going to be in the sand.
Ooh, beach, sandy.
You know what I'm saying? Sandy beach. I'm trying to get my sandy beach on.
What's everyone's plans, though? If you guys are watching our YouTube, comment down below.
Hey, anybody else having a spring break? Who's on spring break? Let us know. Comment below.
You know, people really, they are wonder why, like, we have a fall break. No, a lot of people don't have fall breaks.
I didn't realize that till we went, and people were like, are y'all on break or something? And we were like, yeah, we're on fall break. They were like, what's a fall break?
Yeah, I thought it was normal. I thought everybody has a fall break. I thought so, too. But I guess that's something in the South? I'm not sure. There's some different things that, like, schools have different requirements, and, like, all over.
No, yeah, there's some schools get to leave and go get lunch and come back.
I remember those days.
Tennessee, what's up? Tennessee, what you doing?
I remember those days when I was, like, in middle school and I had friends in Texas that were older, and they would leave. Like, when they were done with their second, third period, they would go to their car and go back home because they were done for school. No, I literally had 3 classes I had to take in high school. I had to feel the rest of the classes because I couldn't leave. Even though I only had 3 classes I had to take my senior year, I had to literally fill in the slots for the other freaking classes for the other periods. Because they don't do that here in Tennessee, where just because I had, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, did you have that same issue when you were a senior?
No, we had where you could come into school later or leave school at the end, like if you had a free period type thing.
What?
So I chose, because, I mean, it was pointless. I had football practice. I had track practice.
I love
Why leave later? Why leave later and freaking I have to come back because I had practice.
I loved the way Louisiana had it. Where I had 7th period.
Nah, y'all get whoopings down there.
Shut up. 7th?
Nah, heck no. Don't forget that part. You get whoopings down there. The principal whooping your booty. Don't forget. I ain't forget the story.
Shut up. I wonder if they still do that.
When you tell me that story, I was just like,
okay, we'll get to that story, but let me finish what I was saying. Oh, okay. I was literally saying that 7th period, I had cheer practice. I freaking loved that. I had cheer practice.
That was the last period of the day?
Yes. So I had cheer practice. So I was walking the halls while everybody in class, and I was in my cheer practice clothes. Oh, we got a guest over here. Hi, Nova. Hi. Are we able to finish? So, you guys, we're going to have a special guest with us while we're working.
Oh, now you're going to get shy?
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. So, yeah. So we literally had to. we had practice at on seventh period, and I freaking loved it. Like, I think that was so cool. Even though we couldn't leave. Hold on, Mama.
We gotta finish this. What is you doing?
Hold on, baby.
Girlfriend. How about this? I'll get you a mic. Hold on.
So, yeah, I guess that made up for us not leaving early. Yeah. So I guess like the seventh period was pretty cool of having practice and stuff, and then the football players. But then we would still have to stay after school because we had to extend our practice till 5:30. Yeah. So we had extra practice in. But okay, back to the whoopings. I don't know if Louisiana. I don't know if Louisiana still does it, but when I was in school in Leesville, Louisiana, they had the option where you have detention or if you got a whooping. So that was pretty crazy.
Man, if my man, I'm telling you right now, if we was there, my dad would have looked at them like, what the? What?
Really tell him.
Heck no, bro.
Nova has a lot to say about it.
She has a lot to say.
What do you have to say about it, girl? Sorry, y'all. This is the life of Mom Said, Dad Said. We got kids everywhere.
Everywhere.
We had a movie going for her, and all she said, F the movie. And
yeah, in the playpen, chilling. And now she's climbing out, guys.
And there's no.
So now we have.
Yeah, there's no.
She's
like,
growing up.
Like, I know we can have her probably, like, watching a movie, eating a snack in the high chair, but she just ate breakfast. But anywho, back to our conversations.
How you getting whoopings in school? Like,
whoopings was crazy. I wonder if they still do it. I think I'm going to ask probably someone that still goes there, like, works there, to see if, like, they still do that. But it was pretty crazy. Of course, my parents didn't vote on they didn't sign where they could whoop me, because obviously no one other than my parents could whoop me. But I very much got detention instead of getting a whooping. But I did have a friend. I did have a friend
that
of mine.
Her parents said, yeah.
And she got whooped.
She would get whooped.
You know her. You know her too. I just
no way.
I don't want to say her name, but she definitely got whooped. And if she's listening to this, she knows I'm talking about.
I know. No way. No way. Oh, I'm on her now.
Who?
I'm not gonna say the name.
What does it start with?
A.
No.
Oh, well, then never mind.
See.
I don't know. Yeah, then.
Okay, anywho. That's how Louisiana schools were, and it was pretty freaking crazy, like, how it was, like, how crooked it is. So I guess, like, it's not crooked. I mean, it is kind of crooked. But it is just different out there. And honestly, I loved it. I loved Louisiana. I'm not going to lie. Like, I know people are like, oh, it's so crooked, it's different. And I just enjoyed it. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I bet you did enjoy it.
What? I was literally living my best life out there because, like,
oh, you was out there mudding.
I was able.
You was mudding.
The teachers were so
cool.
I
would have had fun mudding.
I had cool teachers. I feel like you were able to joke with your teachers. They weren't so serious.
That ain't teaching then. That's why your education was dokie. Don't play.
Why are you talking about my education?
Education, dookie.
My education was A1.
Nah, I was at Education Connected. Get connected for free. Do you remember?
But you
that?
Know what? One thing I really do want to cover over this podcast today.
Okay.
Is I really want to.
Okay, she's going ham.
Okay, so my daughter's currently putting like a bunch of makeup on her right now, but that's cool. I mean, if it keeps her busy, whatever. You know, well. she's literally putting so much makeup on right now. But anywho, one of the things I do want to cover over this podcast is about how crazy it is that we go from having so many friends before having kids to literally having like a small circle where you can count with your own 10 fingers, probably 5 fingers, of who you can really talk to and who you can count on. I think that's really, really wild to me. I was just thinking about it and telling Jay earlier today. I was like, isn't it crazy how many people we had at our first gender reveal compared to our last gender reveal with Nova? We had so many people. I'm talking about Jay had a lot of his high school friends there in his first gender reveal, third gender reveal.
Hey.
None
Sit
of
down,
them.
Girl. Sit down.
And now none of those people that were at the first gender reveal were even at the last. And I think it's crazy how many friends fall off over the years. Like, they're not in your season anymore, you know? Right. Like, they were in that season.
Yeah.
But they're not in season three.
I mean, so, and it's not even like, you know, if I were to see him, I'd be like, what's up? What's good?
Yeah, like, you're still cool, but it's like you drift away from those people. Even though some fallouts, yeah.
Some that, I mean, of course,
there was some fallouts where there was drama, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I feel like there was a time where I was losing friends left and right, and I felt like, dang, like, what is going on? And there was just so much drama. But I'm glad that's all over with, because it happened for a reason. And I'm telling you, those people that are not in my life anymore was like the greatest thing that ever happened.
I think what happened with me is that, like, because I realized after high school, not a lot of the friends that I thought were friends. I mean, I'll still kick it with them, but yeah, whatever. But not people that are genuinely there for you. Exactly.
I feel like one thing that we did notice with people is that the people you didn't talk to at all over the years, I'm talking about even when you first had kids and all this, and like you didn't hear from them at all, now some of them do try to come around, and you're like, dang, like, I don't like that, like, how you never heard from them in the beginning, but now they want to come around. And I'm like, okay, is it genuine, or is it for something else? Like, I don't know. Like, I really just be sitting back, like, wondering. Like, I really feel that everyone's, like a lot of people are really not genuine with
really you. Not genuine with me?
Like, no, with, like, us, both of us. Yeah. And it sucks trying to find your tribe. And I think over the years, me and Jay realized, like, if we were to lose everybody around us, like, we wouldn't, like, it would suck, but we wouldn't mind, because we have our family. Like, all that matters is our kids and my husband and you know, like, obviously family.
Yeah.
But,
I'll be zoning
you're,
out.
You're my I'm own. Like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're my best friend. My mom's my best friend.
You're my best friend, too. Sometimes.
So I don't like losing people. It doesn't hurt me anymore. Like, if people want to act funny, people want to, you know, fall off for any reason or act weird, it's like, if you have any beef with me, you have that beef with yourself, because I promise you, I do not care about drama. I don't care about problems. Like, if you have a problem with me, that's your problem, because I literally don't have the time for it anymore.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I am so busy with my kids and my family focusing on our goals that I just literally have no time for that. And if I feel, because I have something where I know things before it even happens, and if I feel like you're acting weird or your energy's off, like, I'm just going to immediately just drift myself away. And I think that's just one thing a lot of people don't understand about me, is that I cannot deal with fake.
with fake
relationships.
You be drifting.
And I think it's because, I'm telling you right now, I was friends with somebody for years, and when I finally cut that person off, so many great things start happening in my life, because I always put people before me, and I don't even realize it. And once I started putting myself first, and that's when all the negative and bad energies that were around me started to fall off. And then I was starting to lose more friends right after that. And I was just like at the point, there was a point in life where Jay was like, dang, are you the problem? And I literally was probably the problem. I was like, dang, like, maybe I am the problem. Maybe I am. And you know what? I had my wrongs too. I did things that I shouldn't have done. I've like, I resulted to going to social media and talking about my problems. But that was because I just wanted to like let everyone know, like, dude, like, I swear these people were being so weird, weird towards me, and people were not seeing it. I had other people that were like minions with them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they had their own little friends and sisters and family trying to gain up on me on social media, making fake pages and doing all this weird stuff. And it just made me so angry that I was like, oh no, you're not about to get away with this. So yeah, I did a childish thing. I called them out. One thing about me is I'm going to call you out on your name. And I try so hard not to do that anymore. But it's like, if you're literally acting towards me, I literally wanted to resort to the social media and just do that. But obviously now I don't have the time for it.
Now I don't do it.
Yeah,
we can't do
it. Well, why? Not even that. It's just because we have a family. Like, we have
point to get rowdy.
Why am I gonna go on social media and try to call someone out on their name? Like, that's not me, and that's not me anymore. I used to do it, and I'm not happy about it. But the only reason why I did it is because I had my reasons. But I wish I didn't do it, because
you call me out my name.
What?
With me calling out their name, what did that do? That didn't do anything. But the only reason why is because I had little people coming on my comments from their side, talking about my husband, talking about they wanted to beat my husband up. And like, you remember that little comment where they said like, oh, something about you, and you were so mad. It was the husband talking about you.
Man, you remember everything.
You don't remember?
No. Sorry, guys, I live in a...
There was one time, it was like an ex-friend of mine, her husband was talking about my husband.
Oh.
And that's when I was like, oh, heck no. Like, I was like, no, like, I was so upset, just because I was like, how can someone that I was so close to's husband talk crap about? Obviously, this is how you really feel about my husband. This is how you really feel about this. And then I had their little like friends that, mind you, were on my Facebook. We were friends on Facebook. I had people, surveillance cameras watching me. So I was literally going through so much crap. Like, I had surveillance cameras on my page. All along, they weren't really my friends on Facebook. They were people to be nosy. So at that time, I was so upset. So the only thing I did was resort to social media. But now I am at peace. Years later, I don't have time for that anymore. I was young. I was young-minded around that time. You want to go act funny, you want to make a fake page, you want to talk about me, you want to make a video, you want to do whatever. I'm not going to react to it. I'm going to ignore you.
I think now, like, since we went through all that, like, we just don't care anymore.
We don't care anymore. Thinking about it now, I'm just like, ew, like, why did I do that? Because, like, why did I give them the time of day?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Why did I give you so much energy that you did not deserve? You did not deserve my energy. You did not deserve. I should have just cut them off and not said anything about it. But the only reason why is because I'm telling you, like, I had my reasons, but they were...
You like to bark at people. You... rah, 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 rah. Rah, rah, rah. You can't just... she can't just be quiet. Okay. She don't know how to do that, because she do that with me. She just... rah, all the time.
Well, it takes a lot for you to really make me mad, and that's for you too. What? It takes a lot for you to make you mad too. But because Jay really didn't have like real friends, he really didn't really ever go through that like social media thing. I think you've lost friends because like of our situation, like what happened, but you never gone through like social media things like that. And it's so crazy how ugly social media can be.
Yeah, I stopped putting I learned at a young age to stop putting my business out on like my troubles and my, because why? Nobody else needs to know.
Mind you guys, I would put all this stuff that I would talk about like with in the past, like years ago when it came to friends and stuff, it was on my personal Facebook, so you won't be able to find it on my public. It's only for like friends, like close friends on Facebook on our personal. But I would never go on my public, just because like back then when all that happened, we weren't as like popping on social media as we were now. So right now I just like, I don't want no drama. We haven't had drama in years. We should start some drama. I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna start drama with you.
No, but we really like to stay out the way. I think one of the main things that we've learned, like, to stay out of social, nobody needs to know your business. Even though we're on social media every single day and like you guys know a lot about our lives, you guys will never know about like the troubles and stuff that we go through and stuff like that, just because like sometimes personal space is like so important in our family. Like, you have to have your personal life. Like, we don't have to post every single thing, like, you know, if I'm feeling depressed or sad, even though there is times where I do want to go to social media because I know I have support and I know you guys will give me advice, but there is times where I feel like really sad for no reason. And I think it's because, you know, us moms like are so overwhelmed, where sometimes you just feel
it's just that time of the week.
a time of the week?
I meant month.
Okay, well, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That
just
could
kidding.
Be too. But
no, yeah. When it's that time, you won't.
I just
you won't ex 10 times.
I'm a type of person is I don't want sympathy from people. I sometimes yeah want to show that life, and if you guys do want Reed to really show that part of life where when I do feel down and stuff like that and let you guys know and stuff, but I just don't want you guys to see me down. I don't ever want people to feel bad for me. I don't ever want people to feel sorry for me. I don't, and I know I have that support, and I know Jay has the support.
I cannot.
But you guys, my daughter is really going ham. She looks, she's going ham with the contour and foundation.
You know what? This reminds me right now of Nevaeh. When she was little, she did the same exact thing.
You guys, whatever that keeps my daughter busy, she is going ham with the makeup right now. You look beautiful, Mama. You look, in a little bit, we're going to show everybody how you look, okay? In all, I know you guys got a little glimpse of like what we kind of went through, and I'm not the type to just put out names or whatever. Like, oh, I know a lot of my friends probably in high school, like, who are you talking about? Or you guys already know what I'm talking about. I think what, in all reality, what we learned over the years is your circle matters. And I'm telling you right now, if those people that didn't fall off in my friend list or whatever I had, like, I don't think I would be here right now. I think it's because I put so much energy and time to my friends that now I focus on myself and my family, that a lot of friends fell off because of that. When I started focusing on myself, when I started focusing on my goals, started focusing on my husband more, my friends and my kids. And like, it's crazy that Jay has to witness that, because it's so sad to say that Jay has never gone through something like what I went through with trauma with friends. And I'm not trying to sound so harsh, but Jay,
there's a lot of things
doesn't have friends.
Yes, I do. I have.
You do, but like,
I have friends.
You don't have those people that you used to talk to every day. Like, I lost friends that I used to talk to every day.
Yeah, like,
you have those ones where, and you think it's because you're probably older than me.
No, yeah, I don't. We don't feel me and my friends. We don't feel like we don't have to talk.
Yeah, you don't have
all
to talk
time.
Every day.
We and just it, when we talk, we talk, and then
I
we
totally
get the chat.
Get that
then,
now.
Boom.
I totally it's get crazy. That now, because that's me now. Yeah. Before, when I got with Jay, I had friends that I would talk to every day, and if I didn't talk to them, it was like, oh, she's acting funny or this and this and that. No, like, no, the friends I have now.
It's a different mindset. It's a different mentality. You got to have a different mindset.
And it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't have friends.
You can't think like.
Exactly.
I'm not that friend to just hit you up all the time and just text you every day. I can't do it, bro. I don't. Exactly. I just can't do it. But when we talk, when you call or when I call and we
you
chat and we catch, bro, we catch up.
Acting
bro.
like
I seen you the other day.
Like, it literally you start back on you left you start
pick
back
up where
on,
you left
yeah,
off.
Yeah, pick up where you left off is what you're. And I think it's so important to be. To have friends that don't take it like a wrong way, because I feel like, oh my gosh, my friends were like, oh, if I didn't talk to them for like a long, like, oh, I'm acting funny or I'm doing this. It's like,
and it's not even that. It's, you know, we do have three kids and we have a toddler, like, and she's on X game modes now. So
now I'm a low maintenance friend. I don't need, I will be that friend that, like, if you need anything, I'm here, or, you know, we'll go for margaritas or we'll hang out, like, here and there. But, like, we don't need to talk every day. Like, sometimes I don't talk to my friends for, like, a month or so or weeks, and we're still friends. And if you feel like I'm acting weird or whatever, like, then obviously you're not for me. Like, you're not, because, like, I'm literally busy all the time, but I'm here for you, and I don't need to text you 100%. Every day. 100%. But yeah, your circle matters. Like, if you need to be surrounded with people that are positive, want to see you win, and people that have goals in life, like, if you're around people that are constantly downing their lives and, like, miserable, like, that aura and energy can literally reflect on you.
You're gonna speak it into existence. So literally speak positive, speak of things. And that's what me and Gabby, we started to do, is, like, we started to manifest and say what we're gonna do, and things would start, like, it's crazy how it works. But speaking things into existence like it's yours, eventually it will be yours, like, you
and,
will have it.
And when you're around people that are constantly negative and, like,
speak negative, say negative things,
literally,
it's just
it's draining. It drains your energy. And if you're around a married couple that has issues and, you know, issues with themselves and they're constantly fighting and you're around them all the time too, that kind of drains you. And that kind of reflects on your marriage too. Like we start end up fighting, or like, you remember in Texas, like when we were surrounded with like a lot of bad, negative couples, like do we have, that was like probably our worst time as a married couple. Like we literally almost like divorced. It was so bad. You guys don't even realize like we literally almost divorced. And it's because what we surrounded, like what couples we surrounded ourselves with.
Almost divorced, guys. She wasn't leaving. Guys, what is she talking about?
You don't sit here and play. Don't sit here and play.
There's no divorce.
You know for a fact. Don't sit here. You have to be truthful now with your supporter. We weren't in the best part of our marriage where it could have led to divorce.
Oh, okay.
That's a better way of saying it. I'm not saying I put in divorce papers. No, but it was going to lead, and you had to see our circle. Who did we surrounded ourselves with? People that were literally like cheating on each other. Like literally, like we surrounded ourselves with people that literally, like, so much bad things were happening, and swingers. Like what? Like we didn't need that around our lives. And it's crazy that we look back on it and it's like,
hey, we look back, it was fun.
It was fun. We
fun
it was
party
the best,
times. Hey.
We had the best times with the fakest Hell people. Yeah. I swear to God. We had the best times with the fakest people. And you know what? We need to change Nova, because Nova's full of makeup on her clothes now. Oh my gosh, she got a hold of my lipstick.
You know what?
All right, bring her to the camera. We got to show her, you guys.
All right, we're going
to
show you.
And if you guys are listening on Apple and Spotify right now, go on our YouTube and look at this video of this podcast, because I'm telling you right now, Nova,
stop what you're doing and take a look at
this. If you want your toddler to just stay quiet for a little bit while you're working,
this is what having a 2-year-old is.
Come here, Nova.
2-year-old right here.
And,
come on.
Yep, your shoe fell off.
Yes, we're... Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, girl, sister. You know, and it's crazy because Nevaeh, our firstborn, she did the same exact thing.
You look beautiful. You have to tell her that she is gorgeous. You are the, oh my gosh, are you gonna do my makeup next?
Yeah, you make sure you do it.
So
girl, you don't need all that.
You're naturally mm-mm. beautiful. Okay,
she over there smiling like I'm cheesing, like yeah, I did
okay,
that
okay,
I
so
did
I
that
I think we're gonna be done. Okay, in reality, you guys, your circle matters. I am blessed
circle
to have
matters.
The real ones by our side, and if it's gonna take where, you know, more friends fall off later down the road, like I said, I have my best friend right here, and my husband is like the only one that I can confide in.
Ooh, look at you looking big words. I need a dictionary now. I need to look that up.
Confide. You know what, whatever you guys understand.
I'm not saying nothing.
It's the only because you don't even know that word.
I know the
but
word.
It's the my husband's the one that is my go-to person. Like he is the one that knows everything about me. I don't think anyone else knows anything about me other than him and my mother. And if you know things about my past, your past friend, you knew the old me, but you don't know the new me. You don't know the me, the present to me. That was years ago. The person I am now is completely different. I grew so much over the years, and I'm proud of the person I am today. I'm proud that I can set boundaries. I'm proud that we are here right now, sitting right here talking to you guys. I'm proud that there's another day. I'm literally blessed to have 3 beautiful children. I'm blessed to have a healthy marriage. It wasn't easy to get here, but we're here.
Dang, we're about to be coming up. I mean, we still got a couple years, decade.
Almost a decade being together, and it's crazy because like I hung out with this man one time, and we never stopped hanging out since. So
2027's decade year.
That is so crazy, and decade I think we're year, definitely baby. Gonna have we're gonna renew our vows and have a big wedding, and I'm so freaking excited because when we have our big wedding day,
I think that's what we really should have been waiting for, is just wait for the 10-year,
and that's what we're gonna do. Hi mama. So yeah, we are going to wrap it up because we have a daughter full of makeup, and I feel like we're able to like talk about a little bit of
a little
friends
bit more deep
and
stuff.
Deep stuff and real stuff with you guys, because like I said, here, we want to talk about the real stuff with you. We don't want to talk about stuff that doesn't make sense and stuff that doesn't really happen in real life. No, this is real life stuff that we've gone through. And this is kind of like our diary. You know, when you guys are listening to this, I want you guys to know about us. I want you guys to know everything.
Reach out, give us a review, comment below on the YouTube channel. Let us know exactly what you want to know from us. We'll be glad to discuss it on next episodes. Yes. Until then, guys, this is Mom Said, Dad Said, Jay checking out.
You're
so okay, sorry. That was so freaking hard, dude.
You're so corny.
Oh. Yeah, put it in your freaking mouth.
So corny.
Yeah. Also, guys, if you guys have not got a chance to try out this UFC 300 Prime, definitely you guys got to check this out because this stuff is good. It tastes like freaking lemonade. Power lemonade. It's gonna wake you up because I like, you see how like I'm good, like I'm hydrated, feeling good now. Like y'all gotta get some of this, y'all. Prime.
Bye y'all. Love y'all.